I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. I really only know what goes on in my parents' house or at my in-laws at the Seder, but if I recall correctly, there's a yearly situation when we come to Karpas that everyone asks, okay, are you supposed to eat this leaning, Beheseba, or not? And people check their Haggadahs and everyone has a different Haggadah, and some Haggadahs say to lean and some Haggadahs say not to lean. And it's a question that occurs every single year. And there's a good reason why there are different opinions among the different Haggadahs, because this is an old machlokas going back to the Rishonim. The Avud Raham writes that you should eat karpas leaning, beheseba, and the Shibali Halakad says not. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Rechaim Simon Tuf Ayin Gimel, in Sifav, it just mentions that you're supposed to eat karpas. It doesn't say anything about leaning while eating, as opposed to the other drinking the Dalad Kosos and eating matzah. The Shulchan Aruch does say you're supposed to do Haseba. Perhaps that indicates that you shouldn't. The Birka Yosef also poses this question, are you supposed to lean by Haseba or not, by Karpas or not? And he references the Kolbo. Kolbo explains that the word Karpas is a funny word, and he says it really represents, it's an acronym for Samach Parach. Samach, the gematria of 60, reference to 600,000 Jews. Parach, the difficult work, the hard labor. So Karpas is supposed to represent the hard work that we had, and therefore it's not a manifestation, it's not an expression of Cheirus, of our being freed, and therefore it would be inappropriate to lean, which is an expression of Cheirus at the time they were eating the Karpas. If you look in the Gemara in today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Yudalad, the Gemara doesn't give really any reason, aside from the fact that it's weird, and the reason why we eat is in order so that the children ask, in order to get them in the questioning mode of asking questions, in order to ask the questions for us to respond and say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Kolbo gives a drash explanation, perhaps, that it's to represent the hard work, the avdus, the slavery, and therefore it would be appropriate to lean. David Draham obviously thought not that way, and it's still difference of opinions until today. There are different practices. Among this, I saw an explanation from Rav Eliashiv, which he addresses this argument of the Birka Yosef from the Kolbo, and he says, you know, matzah also is called lechem oni, the bread of affliction. And we still lean, we still eat matzah beheseba. You're required to eat matzah beheseba. That is because so much of the Haggadah really has that duality. It's a representation of cheirus and avdus simultaneously. And therefore, just because there's a dimension of avdus in eating the karpas, that doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't have cheirus as well. And therefore, you're able to, even though karpas may represent some dimension of avdus, it still could be appropriate to eat the karpas beheseba. Again, everyone should follow their family practice if they know. If they don't know, you look among the Sfarim, and different Haggadahs say, well, the practice is, even though it's a discussion, the common practice is not to lean. I saw that quoted from Rabbi Belsky. If you look in others, they say that you should lean. So, you know, everyone should follow their family practice, or not their family practice, or what their rabbi says, or what some other rabbi said, and there should be Shalom al Yisrael.